Good evening and happy Friday night. Welcome to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. Thanks for being with us tonight. We got a good show for you. I have Matt Stevens, reporter and columnist for the Fort Collins Coloradoan. He'll be joining us for the second and third segments tonight. I'll ask him about the Coloradoans' controversial coverage of the stadium. There's been a lot of talk with Ram fans about how they feel that the Coloradoan has not given CSU a fair shake and really played up the negative side of that debate. I want to ask him about the Coloradoans' rumored strained relationship with CSU, the criticism that he personally gets from Ram fans. And he had a conversation along with his colleague, Kelly Lyle, with Mike Bobo a couple days ago. Did a podcast online, and that was an interesting conversation. I want to ask him about that and the upcoming staff that he's got, and also what's wrong with the men's basketball program. They seem like they're on the decline in the last few weeks here, especially the last two games that have not been pretty. So we'll talk about that and much more. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We'll start with basketball. Man, the team, after a 14-0 start, including, you know, you win your first Mountain West matchup against Boise State at home. It was a game where they did not play great, and Boise State jumped on them quickly. It took a hard-fought comeback win just to get that game. And then in the ugliest game of the year to date, they go down to New Mexico and just did not look good at all. Did not compete. They were a little flat, and New Mexico ran them out of the gym. And granted, so you give them a pass on that one because, you know, New Mexico is perennially a tough place to play. They've got the best fans in the conference. It is a snake pit. CSU always struggles down there, as does every team that goes and plays there. So you give them a little bit of a pass on that one. That was their first loss of the year. Then you've got a game against your rival Wyoming at home. And it's a much-anticipated game. CSU's 14-1. Wyoming came in with a 12-2 record, so there's a lot of anticipation in this game. Good crowd at Moby Arena. There's a lot of complaints that the game wasn't on TV. But it turns out that was probably a good thing because this was the ugliest game of the year. It was not pretty. CSU hit just 34%. They were 17 for 50, and they only made 2 of 14 baskets from three-point range. It was, no one can make a basket. JJ had a decent game, although it was a struggle for him to score as well. He had 23 points. He was the only Ram in double digits. Wyoming, meanwhile, their best player, Larry Nance Jr., he had 15 points and 6 rebounds, but that was a subpar. He was not his normal self. He seemed injured. With that in mind, Wyoming should have been ripe for the picking. They had good support from Charles Hankerson Jr. and Josh Adams. They both had double figures in scoring. But CSU did not play well. Larry Eustace calls it a shooter slump. To me, it's more than that because, yes, they've been actually in a slump for several games now. But against Wyoming, they had way too many turnovers in this game, including a turnover in each of the first two possessions of the game, which Wyoming quickly turned into 4 points. Wyoming had 17 points off of turnovers in the game. It was a very sloppy game. And then you factor in CSU started taking so many ill-advised shots early in the shot clock, taking threes. You know, in the past, you'd have Daniel Bejarano launching up threes at strange times or early in the shot clock or from super deep, and he'd nail them and you'd kind of forgive it. But now those kind of shots are not going down and they look bad. And it's becoming contagious because it's happening with a lot of guys on this team. Bejarano said, "We're fine," after the game. "We're 14-2. And I get that he's being even keel. I'm sure, look, Coach Eustace is trying to keep them even keel, and the sky is not falling. But the Rams are now 1-2 in Mountain West play. And they're, if you look at the tiebreakers, CSU is now 3 games back of Wyoming in the league standings. Winning the conference should be your first goal, your primary goal at this point. You know, barring a continued meltdown, the team still has going to have a good resume and is on path for making the NCAA tournament, which is fantastic. It would be their 5th postseason appearance in 6 years. It'll be their 3rd NCAA tournament in 4 seasons. But they got to stop living on this 14-game winning streak because, in my opinion, they've been living on the edge for the past several weeks. There's numerous games in that streak that were near losses. And now against league competition, you know, you took that hard-fought game to win against Boise. Then you had the blowout loss against New Mexico and then Wyoming. So they're not off to a good start in conference play. I think Larry Shiat out-coached Coach Eustace and the Cowboys out-willed the Rams. They didn't play exceptional either, which is what's really disappointing because that game is a game that CSU should win at home when Wyoming is not playing its best. They played a pretty good game, especially the first half, but they made a lot of mistakes themselves and missed a lot of free throws, took some ill-advised shots on their own, and let Colorado State hang around. I mean, they Wyoming led by double digits for a good portion of the second half. CSU made a run, cut it down, and then just could not get over the top. They actually had tied it up with several minutes left, but CSU started heaving up strange, ill-advised three-pointers when you didn't need them. Then they had a couple turnovers. They couldn't capitalize on getting fouled and going to the line. They keep continued. It's been plaguing them all year. They keep missing free throws. So that's a tough loss. It's a bad loss, especially when you get a good crowd. The biggest crowd of the year, over 8,100 there. You know, there was a good chunk of Wyoming fans there as well. But when you get a good crowd at Moby Arena and you've had players tweeting on Twitter about what do we have to do to get more fans out here and support us, and I agree, our fans have got to be much better about supporting this team night in and night out, and they've got to do a better job of being loud. But here you have your chance, your first really good crowd of the year, and you gave them nothing to cheer about. I mean, there was literally maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes of that entire game where fans could actually get into the game and cheer. It was ugly. It was that bad. And now, you know, some of those fans are probably bandwagon fans, for lack of a better word. They're just the casual fan that showed up because it's Wyoming, it's the Border War, and the fact that CSU's got a nice record and so does Wyoming. And you may not see those fans again because the product on the court was bad, and that's a shame. Props to Wyoming. They had a lot of fans there. I'd say probably 1,000 to 1,500, and they were loud, and they make a difference. But Colorado State has got a chance to right the ship. Next up, they are at Air Force at Clune Arena in Colorado Springs Saturday. It's a noon tip-off on Root Sports. This is, in my opinion, a must-win for the Rams. They have got to pick up a road win, especially after losing at home Wednesday night. And this is a game you look at on the schedule at the beginning of the season. You mark it probably as a win anyway, so you definitely can't afford to lose this one. Statistically, you look at these two teams, and they're nearly identical. Literally, they are identical in every category, except CSU is in around the 24 range in the RPI, while Air Force is around 250, and primarily that's based on their strength of schedule. CSU is 93rd. Air Force is 306. That's really brutal. But winning in Clune is never easy. They've got the Section 8 there with the cadets that are always into the game, loud. They'll be all over the bench, the CSU bench, and getting on Coach Eustace. And CSU's lacking confidence right now. They need to use this game to get their swagger back. They have got to find their shot. They got to start playing better basketball, clean basketball. It's a crucial game. Lose, and you could spiral. I mean, this is not a game you can lose. Win, and you can get back on track and make your push at the conference championship. Despite those statistical numbers, Air Force has not played the type of competition that CSU has, and I think CSU will take care of business in this game. They've got better athletes. Yes, they're in a slump, but I think this is the game they snap out of it. Under head coach Larry Stacey, CSU's been very, very good recently against opponents from the state of Colorado. And they've won 12 of their last 15, including the last 5, and 4 consecutive on the road. I like the Rams to get it done in this one when they need it most. And between that game and our next show, the Rams will have another key matchup. They will host Nevada at Moby Arena on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Nevada is just 6-8 overall. They are 2-0 in conference, but this is a team that's picked in the bottom 3 of the conference in the preseason. They have not looked very good. Their coach is on the hot seat. I think this is a game that CSU should have no problem winning at home. So between this game and Air Force, you've got a great chance to go to 3-2 in league play. And this is the kind of turnaround that the Rams need, and to start getting their swagger back, getting their confidence back, and making their push. Before we talk about football, I also want to give congratulations to the women's basketball team. They got their first win at Wyoming in 13 years with a 58-55 victory over the Cowgirls on Wednesday night. And the Cowgirls program, who has given CSU fits for years, they are not the same team that they have been, but it's never easy to go up there and win the AA. The Rams are now 10-4 overall, 2-1 in league play, and their next up is Air Force on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Moby Arena. Air Force is just 1-13, so the Lady Rams have a good chance to improve to 3-1 in conference play. On to football. Mike Bobo has finally got all of his pieces in place for his coaching staff. That was finalized as of Wednesday or Thursday of this week. He is keeping three of the former coaches from the previous staff. In my opinion, very wise to retain these guys. Marty English, formerly the defensive coordinator under Jim McElwain, he'll take over the new role of coaching linebackers. So it's a little bit of a demotion. I don't know what's in his contract, if he's taking a pay cut to go from defensive coordinator to a linebackers coach, but I'm sure he's very happy to remain in the state where he's coached for a very long time. And it was a crucial hire for the football program because he does oversee recruiting in this state and does a very good job of it. They're also going to retain Jeff Hammerschmidt, who will coach the special teams and tight ends. And they will keep Alvis Whitted, who I think was very valuable and did a fantastic job with the wide receiver group over the last couple of years under Jim McElwain. He will continue to coach the wide receivers. As for the new people coming in, you've got Will Friend, the offensive line coach at Georgia. He's a good friend of Mike Bobo's. He'll be the offensive coordinator and will also coach the offensive line. Tyson Summers, he's a bright young coach from Central Florida, had them playing and ranked as the number six defense in the country. He's highly regarded. I think he's someone that the fan base is very excited about. He will be the defensive coordinator also and also oversee safeties. Ronnie Letson, who was most recently at Georgia. He was hired there this past year in June as the Bulldogs Director of Player Personnel. He's also coached wide receivers at Samford. And prior to that, he spent 9 years at Jacksonville State. He will be the quarterback's coach. Brian Applewhite will be the running back's coach. He played at Northern Colorado under Marty English and spent the last five seasons at the University of Louisiana Monroe as the running back's coach there. I think one of the other big splashes was hiring Ricky Logo from the University of Houston. He'll be the defensive line coach, and he's a guy that will really help with the Samoan recruiting pipeline. He's got ties to the South and to Texas, so he will help in recruiting big time, and he's also regarded as a very good defensive line coach. So he comes with high praise. And then the last announcement was Terry Fair, a former star at the University of Tennessee, a first-round draft pick who played 6 years in the NFL. And then most recently served as the defensive quality control assistant at the University of Tennessee. He will be the cornerbacks coach. And Mike Bobo classifies them all as good men, which was one of his big prerequisites. And they're good teachers, he says. But most of them come with big reputations of being strong recruiters, and that's key. And the staff includes a number of coaches with strong ties to Colorado, Texas, and California, which are all the key areas of recruiting for CSU. And they also obviously are going to have strong ties in the Southeast. How strong they will go there and recruit in that area remains to be seen. But they will certainly draw on some of their relationships there and the success that they've had in the past there. The final hire was strength and conditioning coach Ryan Davis, who spent the last three seasons at Samford, and he's also spent a couple seasons as an assistant in Alabama. He's also worked at Louisville. He replaces Mike Kent, I think, in my opinion, is probably the biggest loss from the previous regime. And he brought the Ram U program. Players were tough. They played all four quarters, and we seemingly saw far fewer injuries than we did under the previous regime. So I give a lot of credit to Mike Kent, and he will be going to Florida to head up their strength and conditioning program under Jim McElwain. Bobo has been very happy with the players and his conversations with them. He says it's a clean slate, but it doesn't matter what happened with the previous staff, good or bad. You know, it's a chance to start something and build on what they've already established. And it's going to be a new identity and a new program. He says that there's a good culture here with the current players, and that's the biggest difference between now and when McElwain was here. McElwain came in, and it was a terrible culture. It was a culture of losing. Bobo inherits a program that has a culture now of winning, and they've got a winning attitude among the players. So that's going to really help him get kick-started. Football is only a few months away with spring ball. There'll be some great storylines. Talk about quarterback race, you know, over the next few months. So that's going to be fun. Got to go to break, but stay tuned when we return. Matt Stevens of the Fort Collins, Colorado will join me. Ram fans always seem to have a bone to pick with him, so I want to ask him about that and a bunch of other things. So stay with us. I am Joel Kendall-Messi. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.